MSO News. Giving voice to the North Shore, this is North Shore Today for Tuesday, September 26, 2023. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore with today's headlines. No refund for Massachusetts taxpayers. Explosion sound heard in several cities.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, the Red Sox open their final home series of the year tonight. Rick?
All right, Bill, thank you, sir. Cloudy near 60, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 8:56 a.m. and 9:16 p.m. It's election day in Beverly. There are three candidates on the preliminary ballot running for mayor. They are incumbent Mayor Mike Cahill and challengers Jamie Zarella and Philip Venezia. Massachusetts Auditor Diana DeZoglio is reporting that taxpayers will not be getting a tax rebate this year. Christian Wade, the Salem News State House reporter, writes today that the amount of tax revenue received by the state falls below the amount to be labeled an excess in tax revenues. On another front, DeZoglio continues her efforts to audit the state legislature. She tells MSO News that the legislative leaders are not transparent and have thwarted her efforts to conduct an audit of the House and Senate.
The only state entity that is refusing to comply with our push for greater transparency is the state legislature, our elected officials on Beacon Hill. So we have our work cut out for us, and we have decided to pursue, litigation through the state attorney general's office. We have sent her a legal memo documenting the reasons why we are unfortunately having to push for pursuing this matter in court. We have cited the noncompliance from legislative leaders, and we're hoping that the attorney general will represent us in court to ensure compliance from legislative leaders regarding how they're spending your tax dollars.
DeZoglio is personally working on a state ballot initiative to force the audit to take place with the support of voters seeking transparency in government. The Gloucester Times is reporting that the ribbon-cutting ceremony at the East Veterans Elementary School, originally scheduled for today, has been postponed due to a plumbing issue. Apparently, five classrooms have moved as a result of the issue. The plumbing problems have now been resolved, and the new ribbon cutting will take place October 16 at 10 a.m. Some residents in Saugus, Lynn and Revere, heard a loud boom last night at about 8:30. WFXT-TV is reporting that the noise was the result of an event at the Wynn Waste Plant on Route 107 in Saugus. The facility experienced a condition that necessitated the venting of steam without the opportunity to route it through the silencers. The noise continued for several minutes. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO News Sports. News updates throughout the day. Great local sports coverage. Giving voice to North Shore newsmakers. This is MSO Sports. I'm Bill Newell. The Red Sox open their final home series of the year tonight when they host the Rays. First pitch at 7:10. The Patriots' next game is Sunday in Dallas against the Cowboys. Kickoff at 4:25. Endicott College football, following their huge 37-10 win over number 5-ranked Hardin-Simmons on Friday night, are now a ranked team themselves. This week, D3 football rankings came out yesterday, and Endicott is number 21 in the nation. High school football. We have feature interviews on North Shore High School football up on the website now and more to come later this week. Very few freshman football players make a big impact in the game. But Peabody coach Mark Betancourt tells MSO Sports that on their kicking team, among the snapper, holder, and kicker, they have a freshman contributing.
When we had our competition for our long snapper, he really stood out. And for me to put a freshman on the field tells you the confidence that I have in him, that the things he does in practice have translated into the game. So right now, I couldn't be happy with the job that Maddie Dresser, our freshman long snapper, has been doing for us. It's really been a pleasant surprise. Losing Sam Merrill, who was our long snapper for the last couple of years, now long snapping up at Plymouth State, we really were worried about that position. And Matt walked in the first day, and when we called for long snappers, was hesitant to come over because he was a freshman. and I said, hey, if you can snap the ball, I don't care what year you are. And he's really done a great job. You know, obviously, our holder, Alex Silver, is one of the most reliable guys on our team. He doesn't feel pressure. He doesn't need his ice water in his veins. So holding the ball for Dom is not a difficult thing for him. It's just a matter of catching the snap and positioning the ball the way Dom likes it. And, you know, Dom is just aces. We're just very lucky to have him. And we're going to take advantage of every opportunity we have to get him on the field and get us points.
Peabody football coach Mark Betancourt. This is MSO News Sports, giving voice to the North Shore. And this is North Shore Today. I'm Bill Newell along with Rick Moore. Thanks so much for joining us and have a great Tuesday.
Grand Army of the Republic Museum and the Lynn Museum present Defending Democracy, a free forum, Wednesday, October 4th. 6 p.m. at Lynn City Hall Auditorium. Join MA Secretary of Education Dr. Patrick Tutwiler and social justice groups at this forum on threats to civil liberties, assaults on voting rights, and African-American history and book banning. Witness actors portraying Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass. That's Defending Democracy, Wednesday, October 4th at 6 p.m. in Lynn City Hall Auditorium.